Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Three balls, two strikes, the payoff. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, pretty deep. Going back and looking up is Soto. It's gone! Lead off, home run for Kyle Schwarber! Great start on this Friday night as Schwarber with his second homer of this postseason and of this series.
You want to get this crowd into it? Do something like that right out of the chute. Wow.
The crowd was already into it. The home run added to it, but the crowd, L.A., was already into it. Good morning on this Saturday morning. I'm Howard Eskin. Here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It's just late night for me, late night for everybody, but nobody cares. Because that win, I think, puts the Phillies into the World Series. And it's amazing how all these things are happening. I'm trying to figure out, I don't know that I believe in fate. You know, we say that. I don't know if I believe in superstition, but we do those things. But, like, the way these things are happening, it's just, you know, and if I point out the way that things are happening, then people say, you just don't like the Phillies. I had one of our sales managers give me crap at the Sixers game the other night because I made a simple point. When the Phillies lost that 4-0 lead and they lost that game, I said, relax. I mean, it's just the sky is not falling. Those things happen. So, and momentum is so, it doesn't really carry from game to game. It carries in the first inning. Although last night you can say it really wasn't momentum. There was just things that happened. But momentum is started in the game. Do the Phillies feel good about that win? But they always say when things go bad, you just, now the favorite word is you just flush it. They're always going to the toilet, these guys. If they're going to the bathroom, toilet, or whatever. You just flush it. So you move on to the next game. So it was one game, but I pointed out that you win games you're not supposed to win, and you lose games you're not supposed to lose. And that happens in all sports, and certainly baseball. It can change it with a batter, with an inning, with a play, but it can do that. That can happen in any sport. So I pointed out the first game the Phillies played in the playoffs. They weren't supposed to win that game. We all know that. And anybody that says anything differently, going 2-0 into the ninth, but that dope of a manager for St. Louis mismanaged the game. But it doesn't matter how it happened. That's a game that you weren't supposed to win. But they did. And that's what happens. The second game in San Diego, they weren't supposed to lose. But that happens. And you just got to move past it and not think it affects the next game or the series. That's just the way things happen in different sports. It happens in sports. But is it in the stars? Is it fate? They're going to the World Series because everything is falling the right way. Are they making some big plays? Yeah, Segura made two really nice defensive plays after he made it, not after, within the same game as he made an error and got picked off. You know, things that aren't supposed to happen. Then Hoskins makes an error. Then in the ninth inning, I think everybody agreed, even the homers on the postgame show on Comcast or NBC Sports or whatever you call it these days. You know, even they agreed that batter that struck out in the ninth because the third base umpire called it a strike, it was not a strike, and then it would have been, what, first and second? First and second, I think nobody out. So that changes the dynamic, but it happened. And for whatever reason, it happened. It's not a criticism. It's not a criticism of the umpire. He made a call. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but they go both ways. But the reality is there's things happening for the Phillies that you just say, how did that happen? How did that happen? But you realize now that they're all happening. Now, the Houston Astros are really, really a good team. And I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume, but I think they're going to win the series against the Yankees. But they don't swing and miss. How about in the first game they had 11 swings and misses? 11. Castellanos has two in the first at bat, his first at bat. And I'm not just picking on him because there's other guys, same thing. And I think the last game, I think in game two, they only struck out twice. That's amazing in today's Major League Baseball. But the reality is we're not there yet. But I think after last night's win, it's usually game five. If you win that, you're really kind of locked in to win the series. But game three was so important because the Phillies obviously needed, more important, to win the first game that they played at home. And the way they won is just, it's mind-boggling. So we'll talk about, it's in the stars. It's fate. It's whatever you want to call it. I don't even know how to absorb all those things, but it is happening. Obviously, people are excited, and people at the game last night were excited. It's always better when it comes down to the last out, even though the games are long. What was that game about? 3.5 hours, I guess, which is short in today's world. But they won the game, and that's the important thing, and they're up 2-1, and they're on their way to the World Series. With that game, I think they're on their way to the World Series. All right, the Eagles had a bye week, but you know I've got to touch on, you know, I've been on during the week, but these bozos and these nitwits and these dopes who are Cowboy fans, I just want to, and last week, one of the Dallas Cowboy fans, that moron dope and nitwit Captain Cowboy, wouldn't bet me. I said last week's game against the Cowboys was a stone-cold mortal lock. Stone-cold mortal lock. It was just no way, no way, no how, not a chance they were going to lose that game. Because the Cowboys can't score with Cooper Rush. All this nonsense in Dallas. Oh, hey, you know, is Dak Prescott going to play when he's healthy? Yeah, he's going to play. Prescott does suck. He's overrated. Guy just walked by and said, Prescott sucks. But it just, there was never a question. Even when it got to 2017, there was never a question as I was standing there on the sidelines, never a question in my mind that the Eagles are going to win the game because it was the Cowboys. And they are chippy. They are dirty. They are babies. They're whiners. They're everything that's wrong with a team. And they're undisciplined. All those stupid penalties are undisciplined. That's because the coach. Boy, I'm so glad he's not going to be fired before the end of the year. That really helps the Eagles. You know, I hope they have a good record. They won't win the division, but I hope they have a good record. So Jerry Jones is stupid enough, and he's stupid too. Stupid is what stupid does. And hopefully he doesn't change the coach. Sean Payton's just sitting out there. If they get Sean Payton, it changes the whole dynamic of the division. So, but I do want a piece of the Cowboys fans today. I do want a piece of them. I know it's last Sunday. We got to touch on that today. And the Sixers are just an afterthought with everything that's going on. A total afterthought. They are the same team they've been in the past. The same team. With Embiid just hanging out. He's a star now. He's doing commercials. He's just, you know, it's all this. I don't get it. They're just the same team, and it's not going to change. You know, once that game started against Milwaukee the other night, I just didn't think they were going to win the game. I just don't think they're good enough to win at the end against good teams in a lot of games, against good teams. And Milwaukee's a good team. And Boston's a good team. Just because they got rid of the coach or they suspended him, which is a farce, to suspend him for the whole year. What he did is he broke a team rule. Okay, I get it. That's a personal matter. But the reality is pretty simple. They're still a very good team. And I don't know if anybody wants to talk about the Sixers, fine. But obviously, it's a Phillies day. People are excited. And I'm not saying this as a criticism. Just understand these people that I'm just trying to tell you what I see. I'm trying to give you an opinion on what I see. And what I see are errors, but they win. And they win sometimes. Last night wasn't an odd win. But to have two errors get picked off and still win a game in the playoffs is kind of different. But they won. And that's the good thing. And they did the things they had to do to win. And they're going to the World Series. So we can talk about all that. Our question today is based on what's never happened, kind of. The Phillies have never played a seventh game in a best-of-seven series. I'm not amazed by that because they haven't been in playoff series enough. In the 80s, obviously, in the 90s. But they have never played a seventh game in a seven-game series. And usually when a team's up 3-2, doesn't matter whether they're home, whether they're not home. They don't want to lose. They don't want to get to a game seven because that's where that favorite cliche and term comes in. Anything can happen. But kind of based on that, but not that, the best closeout game, not just for the Phillies, for any team, a closeout game. And I'm going to eliminate the three-game series because they're a waste of time. They're really just there for TV, just to generate money for whatever sport it is. So the best closeout game, I'll keep it to any local team because you kind of narrow it down. And there's probably some good ones. Unfortunately for the Sixers, they haven't had many in a while. There is not in football because football is one game. So it really comes down to Sixers. Yeah, I guess I'll open it up nationally too. Comes down to the Sixers, the Phillies, the Flyers. And let's not take the closeout game that we chose for another reason of a moment when the Flyers came back from a 3-0 deficit in a series and a 3-0 deficit in the game. Was it against Boston, Bill? Against Boston. So we'll eliminate that because that came up before. But we'll do it nationally. Best closeout game by a team in sports. All right, let me give you the number because I do it once a segment because you have it on your speed dial. You should probably, if you listen to the midday show, you already know it because you've heard it 150 times. Here it is, once a segment, but you have it in speed dial. 215-592-9494. Oh, look at this. We're starting off the show. You know, I'm not going to start the show off with a Cowboy fan. I'm going to make him wait because we're going to go to Bob in Delran. Bob, you're on WIP.
Well, Howard, I agree with you on a lot of points. Let me start with this. I want that dope, that moron, that jackass, Captain Cowboy, to apologize to everybody that he was wrong, the Eagles are better, and Dak Prescott is a fraud. This propaganda that they put with all this advertising I see him on, which he doesn't deserve, and all this stuff about him, I can't stand it. It's propaganda.
Well, here's the Cowboy fans' excuse. Well, Dak Prescott didn't play. I don't give
he's
a damn.
Not that good.
He's okay. He's average. Above average. He's above average.
Okay.
That's it. But that's not good enough. But it wouldn't have mattered.
Quarterback's better.
It's probably close. You're probably right. Well, there's not the problem in the NFL now. There's when you really break it down. This year, there's not a lot of good quarterbacks.
Exactly.
I mean, look at break it down. There's not a lot of good quarterbacks. So
yeah. Hey. Whatever. Always thinking ahead. I'm happy with the Phillies. I'm thrilled with the Eagles, etc. But here's what I'm thinking down the line. With the emergence of Jalen Hurts, which I think it's the real deal, and we're very lucky to do this.
Playing well. He's playing well.
We've got those two draft picks now that we don't have to invest in a quarterback, and one of them is New Orleans, who's horrible. Here's my plan, and I'd love Howie to do this. I don't know if they could pull it off. Trade a bundle of those draft picks to get Will Anderson in Alabama. You talk about a game wrecker.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't want to trade a lot of first round picks.
Yeah, but he's that good, Howard.
Yeah, but you have. You can get players. Yeah, it's like let's say we knew what Micah Parsons was.
He's better than Micah Parsons.
Okay, and he's a baby too. He's a whiner and he's undisciplined. He thinks he's a star now. You know, and he is a really good. He's a very very good player. Yeah. But you know his undisciplined. Stuff he does on the field, his attitude. Just play the game. Just play the game. We know you're good enough. But the reality is, I'm not trading. I'm telling you.
Really good,
I don't trade all those picks for, you know, San Francisco's taking a shot because they have so many, because they got picks from the coaches, the rule in the NFL, minority coaches signing somewhere else. If you lose them, you get draft picks. So San Francisco took a shot. They know Garoppolo's not good enough, and that's why they traded all those picks to try to have a running game that can really help him out. And Christian McCaffrey is really good when he's healthy. So,
yeah.
But no, I wouldn't do that. You wanted to say something about the Phillies? Do it quickly.
Yeah, and I love what the Phillies are doing, but I think you can't stand pat. And I think you said that before. How about Trey Turner, man, going after him? I know he's going to cost a boatload of money.
Who's that?
Trey Turner, Dodgers. He wants to come east.
I see. I don't think they're going to do that. How many players can you have making? Okay, Schwarber in the grand scheme of things is only what $80 million.
Yeah.
Castellanos, you have four more years. That's $20 million.
Yeah.
You have Realmuto, $23 million. So how many guys? He's going to come for close to $400 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, and okay, so but now you're going to keep Segura. He played for his contract, and he got it.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep Stott.
Yeah.
At shortstop. So where are you going to play Trey Turner?
Yeah. Having a big-time reliever, like a big-time reliever. Like there's going to be some guys out there, I'm sure. Like somebody
you're going to have to get other things. All right, on the contest, the best closeout game. For the $100, I didn't even mention it's for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers.
I don't have anything, Howard, and I won before, so I don't want to take anything away from anybody.
Okay. All right, you got
it.
Thanks,
thank
Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Best closeout game for a team in sports. 7-game series. You know, you can't have these 3-game series. They're a waste of time. Best closeout game. DeBruno Brothers, as we know, is terrific, sensational. You know, if you have watch parties and all those kind of things, because the tickets are so ridiculous on the internet and the ticket services. So you want to watch it at home, you have a party, you get stuff at DeBruno Brothers, check it all out at DeBruno.com. Catering, gift, whatever. It's all, they got it all. All right. It is a happy day in Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area. It's a happy, happy day. And the Eagles are undefeated. Think about that. And the Sixers have a 0 on their record, too. Just happens to be no wins. It's the Sixers. It's just, we're going to talk about when we come back, somewhere along the way. You know, and I hear people wanting to fire Glenn Rivers already. We'll talk about that too. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata, and we'll get back to the calls. And a cowboy moron and dope will be coming up, but I'm waiting to really just rip into that Captain Fraud, Cowboy, Nitwit, dope. I'm Howard Eskin, and the time now is 8:19.
Get your damn act together.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.